Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Apple has recently curtailed its car project, leading to significant organizational changes, including layoffs of staff members involved in the initiative. Kevin Lynch, previously overseeing the Apple Car, is now realigned to manage the company's burgeoning AI efforts, a strategic move reported by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. This transition signals the first time Lynch has not reported to COO Jeff Williams in roughly 10 years. Lynch's new reporting structure under John Gianandrea is said to instill order into Apple's AI projects, as the tech giant aims to amplify its competitive edge in artificial intelligence. Amidst the backdrop of anticipation for iOS 18, Apple's recommitment to AI development under Lynch's leadership may foreshadow significant advancements in the field. Speculations abound that Lynch, a pivotal figure in the development of the Apple Watch, could ascend to Phil Gianandrea's role should he depart. This move underlines Apple's strategic realignment to prioritize AI, potentially affecting the company's future tech offerings.
In the realm of success, figures like the famed pianist Van Cliburn and golf legend Tiger Woods exemplify the necessity of discipline and the continuous drive to perfect one's craft. Yet, as artificial intelligence technologies like ChatGPT become prevalent, concerns emerge about their potential to enable academic shortcutting evidenced by software now being designed to detect AI-generated student papers. Critics like Wilson Tsu argue that AI undermines the integrity of higher education, alleging widespread student reliance on such technologies for dishonest advantage. However, the reality is that passion begets discipline. For those truly dedicated to their pursuits, whether in sports, finance, or writing, no external motivation is required. The intrinsic reward of excellence and the joy of the journey itself far outweigh the allure of unearned shortcuts. As such, the argument can be made that the very need for AI to aid in learning or work reflects not on student laziness, but rather on a higher education system that may have lost touch with instilling the value of the educational process. Ultimately, AI's role in modern education challenges us to reconsider not only how we learn, but also the enduring importance of authentic, self-motivated mastery in our professional and creative lives. In an unfolding controversy, tech giants OpenAI and Google have been reported to use transcriptions of YouTube videos to enhance their AI models, potentially infringing on content creators' copyrights. OpenAI's artificial intelligence system, GPT-4, benefited from over 1 million hours of such transcribed content through its Whisper tool, which raises questions about the violation of Google's own rules against independent applications mining data from their platforms. Google, despite owning YouTube, seems to have engaged in a similar practice, transcribing videos for AI training, albeit with a claim that it only uses content from consenting creators. The Times report highlights a lack of action from Google regarding OpenAI's activities, despite awareness, suggesting a conflict owing to their parallel involvement in data harvesting. This issue has sparked concerns as it may lead to copyright and licensing legal disputes. In a notable pivot, Google amended its terms of service in July 2023, sanctioning the use of public materials like Google Docs and Maps reviews for AI development. Meanwhile, technology reporting continues to scrutinize these practices, with journalists like Elena from Mashable providing insights on digital trends and tech companies' undertakings.
Schools across the nation are revamping their curriculums to incorporate artificial intelligence, keeping pace with rapid technological advances. American University's Kogod School of Business is set to introduce AI across its curriculum with 20 new courses planned in various fields. Columbia Business School's Professor Hitendra Wadhwa launched an AI-powered leadership tool, LIFT, leveraging OpenAI's models enhanced with years of student data, aiming to help users tackle complex interpersonal challenges. Wadhwa's findings suggest that regular, brief interactions with the tool can enhance decision-making and perspective-taking abilities among students. Despite the demand for tech skills highlighted in a recent Graduate Management Admissions Council report, there's a gap in the readiness of graduates. At the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, Professor Ethan Mollick requires students to engage with AI, pushing them to understand its profound impact on the job market. Beyond job prospects, educators like Mollick aim to instill a recognition of AI's broader implications on the future of work and personal development. Microsoft has issued a stark warning about China's intentions to disrupt the upcoming US presidential elections using artificial intelligence. The tech company's threat intelligence team predicts Chinese state-backed cyber groups will flood the internet with AI-generated synthetic media to sway American public opinion. The tactics may include augmenting memes, videos, and audio to benefit China's positions in these and other global elections. Techniques observed in the Taiwanese presidential election, such as deepfakes and AI-generated TV news anchors, suggest a pattern of influence operations. There is a particular focus on creating division, with Microsoft reporting that fake social media accounts have been used to poll voters on divisive issues and impersonate US voters. Concerns are growing that these tactics will become even more pervasive, with a threefold increase in the creation and circulation of deepfakes noted from the previous year. The ease of creating manipulated multimedia means the threat of election interference is more significant than ever, blurring the lines between reality and fiction.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.